You're standing in the break room, your stomach churning at the smell of burnt coffee in the air. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and your mind is reeling with the words you just overheard.
No wonder she got the promotion. Have you seen her lately? She looks amazing.
In that moment, it feels like the ground has dropped out from beneath you. Your hard-earned accomplishment, the promotion you've been pouring your heart and soul into for months, suddenly feels tainted, cheapened. The pride that had been swelling in your chest just moments before deflates like a punctured balloon, replaced by a sinking feeling of shame and betrayal. You grip your coffee mug tighter, the heat searing your skin, but you barely feel it. Your mind is too busy spinning, replaying every interaction, every glance, every comment from your coworkers over the past few months. The way their eyes lingered on your slimmer figure, the way they complimented your new outfits, the way they suddenly started including you in conversations and decisions that you hadn't been a part of before. At the time, you chalked it up to your hard work finally paying off, to your ideas and contributions being recognized and valued. But now, with those careless words ringing in your ears, you realize the bitter truth. It was never about your performance, your skills, your dedication. It was about your weight, your appearance, your adherence to society's narrow standards of beauty and worth. This realization hits you like a physical blow, knocking the wind out of your lungs and bringing hot, stinging tears. You feel exposed, vulnerable, like every inch of your body is being scrutinized and judged. The confidence you'd worked so hard to build, the self-assurance you'd finally started to feel in your own skin, crumbles like a house of cards. Welcome to the Obesity Onion, where we peel back the layers of living in a body the world judges. I'm your host, Tiffany, and today we're exploring the unspoken weight bias that permeates the workplace like a silent poison. But before we get into all of that, let me tell you what the Obesity Onion podcast is all about. Each week, we'll be tackling a different aspect of living in a larger body, from the deeply personal to the politically charged. We'll explore the intersection of weight and worth, the myths and realities of obesity treatments, and the daily challenges and triumphs of existing in a world that often equates size with value. So, expect raw, unfiltered conversations about the complexities of obesity, the power of self-love, and the revolutionary act of taking up space unapologetically. We're about to get real, vulnerable, and maybe even a little uncomfortable. But that's where the growth happens, isn't it? What follows is a story that was gifted to me by a close friend. I've taken the threads of their experience and woven them into something that reflects the complexities we're exploring in today's episode.
Rewind to a year ago. 65 pounds heavier, I hustled harder than anyone in the office. Late nights, skipped lunches, innovative ideas poured out of me in a desperate attempt to be seen. But my brilliance was buried beneath layers of flesh, ignored by eyes that couldn't see past my size. The decision to shrink myself was born from a desperate desire to be valued. I traded happy hours for hours on the treadmill, indulgent meals for calorie counts, and GLP-1 injections. As the weight melted away, so did my invisibility. Suddenly, I was invited to the table, my voice amplified by my somewhat slimmer frame. But why? Did it take losing weight for my contributions to be recognized? Why was my value as an employee, as a person, tied to the size of my body?
It's questions like these that haunt each of us here, and ones that we'll be exploring in depth throughout this series. I think we've all had that realization at some point, feeling like our value has been tied to our waistlines all along. The same brain, the same drive, the same talent, but now deemed worthy of respect because it came in a smaller package. A recent NPR article laid bare the staggering reality of weight bias in the workforce. Brace yourself for this gut punch. For every 10% increase in a woman's body mass, her wages plummet by 6%. 6%. On top of the already gaping gender pay gap. And the higher up the corporate ladder you go, the harder you fall. Executive women face an even more brutal weight penalty. And men? They emerge unscathed. The weight bias is a beast that feeds exclusively on women, a double-edged sword of discrimination. Let that sink in for a moment. The gender pay gap is already a slap in the face, but add weight bias on top of that, it's a full-on assault on our worth as women, as professionals, as humans. And it begs the question, why are we letting our bodies determine our value? Why are we allowing society to dictate our worth based on a number on a scale? It's a system that's rigged against us, and it's time we started calling it out. But I also have some good news for you today. We don't have to buy into that narrative. Our worth isn't measured in dress sizes or numbers on a scale. It's measured in our thoughts, our ideas, our goals, our contributions, our efforts. And that's where our self-worth anthem of the week comes in. So crank up the volume as we listen to a bit of Healing by Fletcher. I've been feeling inside out in my feelings, upside down on the ceiling. I'm finally breathing. The smoke ain't gone, but it's clearing. I ain't there yet, but I'm healing. I ain't there yet, but I'm healing. I don't know about you, but those lyrics always hit me like a freight train. The journey to self-love is a battlefield, littered with landmines of self-doubt and societal expectations. But every step forward, every wound that you heal is a triumph. When the world tries to break you, remember, you are a warrior, mending, growing, thriving on your own terms. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's about rejecting the notion that our worth is tied to our weight. It's about embracing our bodies, our minds, our spirits, and all their complex, messy, beautiful glory. It's about healing from the wounds of a society that tries to shrink us and emerging stronger, fiercer, and more unapologetically ourselves. Before we sign off, I want to leave you with a gratitude practice that will make you feel as powerful as Wonder Woman. So, with me, place your hand on your belly, that beautiful, soft, resilient vessel that has carried you through every battle. Take a deep breath and repeat after me. I am grateful for my body, for its strength, its adaptability, its unwavering commitment to keeping me alive and thriving, no matter what the world throws my way. Now you try it. Say it with me. I am grateful for my body, for its strength, its adaptability, its unwavering commitment to keeping me alive and thriving, no matter what the world throws my way. And if you're feeling like it, go ahead and pause and say it again. change. It starts with raw, unfiltered conversations like these. And I want to hear your stories, your battles with fat bias, your triumphs in self-love, your questions, your fears, your rebellions against a society that tries to shrink you. So send your thoughts and questions to theobesityonion@gmail.com, and you might just hear your voice amplified on an upcoming episode. And if you're hungry for more no holds barred insights on obesity, GLP-1, and beyond, check out my free weekly newsletter, Beyond the BMI. I cut through the clutter and the noise to bring you the solid science-backed insights you need to navigate this journey with confidence. So head to beyondthebmi.org to subscribe. And next week, we're tackling the sweaty, jiggling, glorious experience of being fat at the gym. Buckle up, because I've got stories that will make you laugh, cry, and want to punch your nearest fucking treadmill. Remember, you are a force of nature. You are valuable, brilliant, and worthy of every ounce of success coming your way. Keep peeling back those layers of self-doubt and never let anyone dim your fire. I'm Tiffany, and this is just one layer of the onion. Until next time, respect your worth. Thank you.